Unit 22, page 117. The Silver Circle. Bracelet and the Snake.
Karen began to cry. The forest was so near, but she couldn't reach it now. She saw the snake's cruel mouth, and she felt ill. Her eyes closed. She was going to fall, when suddenly the bracelet burnt her arm. This time, it was like a circle of fire, and she had to take it off. She held it in her hand, and immediately the snake's head moved. Its eyes followed the shining silver. Then Fleet attacked from behind. The black dog moved like a flash, and the snake fell dead at Karen's feet.
"Oh, Fleet, thank goodness you're here," she said,
and she threw her arms round the big dog's neck. Fleet pulled her to the door. Pandera was waiting for them in the trees.
"Isn't Trojan with you?" she asked.
"No, he isn't," said Karen. "He's been taken to the glass wall. We'll have to be quick. Oh, Pandera, I hope he hasn't been hurt."
"How far is the glass wall from here?" asked Pandera.
"I'm not sure," answered Karen. "But Fleet knows the way."
"Oh, dear! I've just remembered something."
"What's the matter?" asked Pandera.
"The door of the cave is made of stone," said Karen. "We'll never be able to open it."
"Never mind," answered Pandera. "Silver will open stone. Come on, we must hurry."